John Shakespeare's legitimate trade was as a glove maker, as has already been mentioned, but he had a secondary trade which was rather less legitimate, in fact possibly two. He was involved with wool dealing quite substantially, which was more lucrative and less manual than glove making. It earned him quite a bit of money, but was, officially at least, illegal, although it was also a fairly respected trade. There is considerable evidence for his unofficial wool dealing. For instance, when he tried to sue one John Wolford, a clothier, it was for money owed on wool bought from John Shakespeare. Well, wool brogging, as it was so called, the unregulated buying of wool for resale, may have been a respected trade, as I said. It was certainly not legal, and there were royal proclamations against brogging. Trade decline and pressure by the merchants at the Staple to eliminate these middlemen in the mid-70s led directly to John's financial decline. The Court of Common Pleas records record that John Shakespeare was prosecuted by the Exchequer for offences against the statute. In 1572, he received a slap on the wrist, paying a small fine, and in another he likely settled out of court. In the late 70s, Lords of the Privy Council were moved by the agitation against middlemen to make a more determined attempt to stamp out unauthorised buying and selling of wool by rigorously enforcing the proclamation of 1576. £100 was to be taken from all broggers as security against their dealing in wool, and this probably happened to John Shakespeare and accounts to some degree for his decline.